This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. This is the new Navigating Your Retirement podcast edition. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Our host is the man with the plan, Travis Chance. And Travis, this is an exciting new format for us. We've been available as a podcast, but now we're exclusively available on all the major podcasting sites as a podcast. Every week, great new information here on Navigating Your Retirement, right?
Absolutely, Tony. We have been shackled by the strictures of radio for too long, and we are now going into the podcast primarily and solely. So, folks, sit back, relax, put your seatbelt on, and now we're going to get serious. I'm just kidding. We've always been serious, Tony.
That's true.
But folks, this is a new way for us. We're going to be reaching out to you guys directly. We have spent years on one of the local stations, but we are going to go national and go live with our podcast each week. And we invite you to come join us, sit down, get a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and learn how to improve your retirement situation. Tony, it is a crazy world out there. There are things happening all the time. Things are changing. Things are rapidly evolving. And it's not just politics. It's not just economics. It's not just markets. It's everything. And you know, one of the things that obviously we specialize in and we talk frequently about is the retirement process, the retirement journey. And the thing about retirement is, if you don't have income, you don't have a retirement.
That's right.
Because it's not a retirement plan to say, I'll just spend what I want, and then all of a sudden, if I outlive my money, I'm going to go work at Walmart. That doesn't work. Because by the time that happens, you may be in your mid late 80s or early 80s, and that may be problematic. You may not be physically able to do that. So what we want to do is we want to talk about what are some of the issues that you're going to face over the next 10 years, which are going to look drastically different than the last 10 years. And how are we going to overcome these, right? What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the dangers we're going to run into? And how do we overcome them? Because here's one thing we do not want to do. I do not want to give you a problem without offering a solution. Now, you might not take it, but I'm at least going to tell you how you can avoid the pitfalls coming our way. So put your seatbelt on, sit back and relax. And Tony, let's dig in.
All right. Sounds great, Travis. Yeah, there is a lot going on out there, and you do need a plan in place now more than ever, I would say.
Well, here's one of the biggest issues that we face is coming to grips with our own expectations. Because I really feel this way. I think a lot of people are maybe accustomed to the last 10 or 15 years in the markets, and they just feel like, you know, hey, if I can just get to this level, if I can just get to this amount of money, then, you know, simple math, I'm going to take, you know, 3%, 4%, 5%, whatever. I'm earning 7. I'm going to take 5 in income. That's all that's going to be required, and everything's just going to work out. And they feel like the last decade is going to be the benchmark to go by. And I'm really encouraging you guys, that's not the case, okay? Do not feel that this is an all clear moment, because I believe if you do, you will inevitably run out of money before you run out of breath. So the reason I say that, Tony, let's talk about it. I don't want to just tell you. I want to give you some facts. Number one, what happened over the last 10 or 15 years that could have led to outsized market returns? What's one of the things that obviously we're going through the withdrawals of now, but we were getting in dump truck loads and just one right after another for about a 10-year window? Federal stimulus intervention, right?
Yep.
We had quantitative easing, QE1, QE2, QE3, QE twist. Every time we turned around, there was some type of quantitative easing. We had low interest rates, right? 0 to 2% interest rates, very, very low. We had taxes because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act for almost the last 8 years, just very, very low, right? We had inflation, 2% inflation. So your environment the previous decade is actually what happens when all the stars align. It was the perfect storm. If you watch that movie with George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, The Perfect Storm, it wasn't one of them isolated that caused the damage. It was when all three hurricanes and three storms all met together that created the perfect storm. Well, that's essentially what happened during that decade, is you had everything come together at one time, which led to a, 10%, 10.7, I think was the average rate of return for the S&P for the previous decade. So what does that tell us about going forward? Well, it kind of gives us the game plan, Tony, if you think about it, because we talked about the federal stimulus, right? Federal stimulus, they were pumping money into the economy. Well, what are they doing now? They're tightening. They're not pumping. Right. They're not providing stimulus. They're pulling cash and taking those assets back out. They're backing them out versus putting them in. So that tightening could cause an issue. What else is that going to do? That is going to lead to a much different environment, as we have seen in the interest rate environment. The markets as a whole, interest rates, we saw a generational correction over the last 18, 24 months. So if interest rates are massive, I mean, you think we're at 0.32 on the 10-year treasury less than, 2.5 years ago, and now we've got the 10-year treasury around 4.25. So that's a 10-fold, almost 14-fold increase in 2 years. That is historic. That typically does not happen. Okay. So that's the reason we said it's a generational shift. And then what happened with inflation? Well, inflation has now reared its ugly head. So we were in the 2% for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden it, because of COVID, because of all the pumping, because of everything just coming to a head at one time, we had what? Inflation shot up massively. So, we went up into, we hit the double digits, hit the 9-10% mark, has receded, is back down, realistically, pretty decent levels, 3%, 3.5%, 4%, somewhere in that range. We'll see what the next Fed number comes out, what the next inflation number comes out as, but we have definitely receded there, but we are still twice what we were for the last 10 years. And then let's talk about this, Tony. Volatility. Volatility, there were years like I think it was 2017. If you go back and you look at the chart of the S&P, the Dow, whatever index you want to choose, it literally looked like a babbling brook, but it was straight up. Right. It never really had any corrections. It just kept grinding higher. And these were markets that we were kind of used to. Now, we had some pockets, but nothing really like the volatility we had seen in the 10 years, even prior to the last 10 years. And what have we seen recently? Well, we also saw where markets have not only corrected in 2022, the correction started in 21, run its course through 2022. We've seen the banking crisis earlier this year. We've seen some pullbacks last month or two. So volatility is definitely starting to rear its ugly head again as well. Now, when you add all these things up and you say, well, Travis, what does that mean? Well, what that means is the things that got you to retirement are not going to be the same things that get you through retirement. So, Tony, Do you think that we need to think about some additional ways to plan for retirement income? Or do you think that our listeners should probably continue on the same path? What does the man, Tony Shore, think on this?
Well, obviously, you have to look at things from different angles. You know, the standard rules of thumb and what you hear from other so-called financial advisors out there who are just trying to sell you an insurance product or just trying to get you into the stock market. You've got to look at things from a different angle and come up with a new method of planning.
Tony, you know what one of my favorite, I'm sorry, but you made me think about this, and if I don't say it, I'll forget it. So one of my favorite, most hilarious events that I've had in the last week or two is I listened to a local person, and they were talking about watching out for the wolves in sheep's clothing, and they were a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anyway, sorry. It was the craziest thing. I was like, holy cow.
You mean like the person who says, don't, whatever you do, never buy an annuity, and that person.
Yeah, like JD, I don't want to say his name, but you know what I'm talking about.
And that person actually sells and owns annuities.
Yes. Or the I hate annuities guy, and come to find out whenever you, what most people, I don't think if you've listened to our show, you may have heard this, but. So, you know, as a pretty good financial advisor who does have a lot of clients, we get solicited to get bought out from from time to time.
Sure.
And one of those, I'm not going to say which one, but actually, you know, wanted to talk about, you know, could that happen? You know, would I be interested in coming on board? And once I dug into their process, the same people that talk about they hate them, one of the things that they sell is that very thing.
Yeah. So, and one of the biggest financial advisory firms in the U.S. now, the big growing one, the person that owns it actually owns an annuity company, and he's absolutely. The one that says, do not buy annuities.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you, yeah. Yeah,
I love that. Or he's invested in it.
Don't trust
him. He's invested in it.
The blood trickles down the wolf's mouth. Don't trust him.
Yeah, so. You got to be careful, and you do need a different type of plan. And you can't eliminate with the people who say, oh, you shouldn't be in the stock market, or oh, you shouldn't have annuity. You have to look at all the options, but you really need to make sure that you work with a trusted fiduciary who's going to look out for your best interest.
But Tony, here's the other thing. All right. An annuity, a mutual fund, an ETF, a stock, a bond, it does not matter. Whatever the financial tool, a REIT, real estate in general, it doesn't matter. They're all tools, right? Tools are there for a reason. It's because they have a purpose. Now, you could have a wrench that you literally have not used in 5 years, but only have one use for every now and again. Does that mean that it's not worth holding? No, it's a tool in your tool chest. So if you have a good plan, you eliminate those issues. So toolboxes are like your retirement box. You have to have different assets in there that do different things. Now, Tony, here's one of the things that I really feel like we're going to have to come to grips with is how we produce income going forward. Because I talk to people every day, and not only are their taxes about to go up, because obviously taxes were low, but now the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire. But they're also seeing massive increases on their property taxes. Our property taxes here locally just went up 20% last year and 35% this year. So when you have people on a fixed income, and even though retirees, their homes are paid for in most cases or a lot of cases, but you know, their property taxes go up. But also what goes up is insurance costs, because now insurance companies are going to go in and reassess and say, hey, oh, by the way, you owe us more premium because your home is worth more. So, you know, Tony, these costs just continue to add up. They're continuing to increase. And once again, where is a retiree going to go in this situation? Now, here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly is this. Social Security, if done correctly, which I have actually fixed two this week that were probably going to make big mistakes when it came to Social Security. Two of them, specifically, Tony, were taking Social Security or had elected it. They were the higher wage earner. And they were literally getting their first check within the next 30 days. So, but after going through the process, we showed them, not just told them, but showed them, if you do this, this is how it's going to negatively affect your spouse. Now, after hearing that, knowing that, being educated, what do? They change their mind. And that's okay. You can. As long as you catch it early, you can still change your mind with Social Security. So don't think that's you. You're locked in. But at the end of the day, Social Security and pension are the two guaranteed sources of income. They're your mailbox paycheck money. Your retirement assets, your 401ks, your IRAs, 403bs, etc. These are things that you have been saving to turn around and turn into an income stream once you retire to supplement the other two, Social Security and pension if you have one. Well, Tony, if you have a pension and Social Security, chances are you're probably not going to have an issue. Some may, but many won't, because what you'll probably be able to do is take, you know, 1, 2%, 2.5%, 3%, even maybe in some cases, and of your retirement income or retirement assets, let's say it's $500,000. So, you know, you take out $1,000, $1,500 a month and you probably will be okay, right? But the problem comes into it whenever you have Social Security and no pension, and you make a decision that cuts your legs out from under you with how much income your Social Security can produce. And now, instead of taking, you know, 1 or 2 or 3%, you may be forced to take 4, 5, or 6. Well, Tony, here's why I say this, and this is where I've been driving to. Hopefully everybody's still with me and we can get there in one piece. So I went and looked up the recent Morningstar survey that talked to the largest custodians and the largest firms in the business to get their opinion on what returns we were going to see in the markets for bonds and stocks for the next 10 years. And Tony, I was pretty shocked. You know why?
Why?
Do you know what the Morningstar investment management team projects U.S. stock returns are going to be for the next 10 years?
What's
nominal
that?
Returns?
No.
5.7%. 5.7% for U.S. stocks over the next 10 years. 4.3% for the 10-year nominal returns for the U.S. aggregate bond market. And the reason I bring up those two sectors specifically is because that's where a lot of retirees, because they know the companies, they know the Apples and the Microsofts, and don't get me wrong, great companies, especially if you held them this year. But they know the Johnson & Johnsons. They know the 3Ms. They know these companies, and they're safe, or they feel safe with them. They feel like it's like this warm blanket of comfort that they're like, you know, hey, I know these guys are not going out of business. That's true. But if you do an aggregate and you say, okay, if I'm a 60-40 investor, what is my average rate of return going to be over the next, say, 10 years? You're probably going to be somewhere in that 4 to 5, maybe 5.25 rate of return before cost, investments, fees, everything. And some of these investment management companies right now are charging up to 2% or more to manage assets, which is ridiculous. And then you have mutual funds on top of it. I saw someone the other day and they were like, don't I look really diversified? I said, well, if by diversified you mean you have a lot of different mutual funds, yes. As far as diversification, no, because a lot of them hold about the same thing. So, you know, I think there's this perception, which is what, you know, people are thinking, next 10 years in the S&P are going to be like the last 10 years. And the bond market is just going to do what it does. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Because think about this, Tony. If you're taking out, say we talk about the same $500,000 account, and instead of taking 3% at 15 grand, they're having to take out, say, 5%. So they need $2,000 a month to live comfortably. Well, here's the problem with that. If you're taking out 5 and you're only earning 5, most people would say, well, that's right in the sweet spot. I'm just spending my interest. Tony, is that ever the case?
No,
That is never the case.
Oh, no, that why doesn't
is
that? Work.
It's because 5% is assuming it does 5% like clockwork every single year.
Yeah,
there are going to be years.
It would have to be consistent. The market
correct.
Is never consistent. It may go up over time, but it's never consistent. So you're going to have the 2022s like we did last year where the market's down 17 to 20%.
And if that happens, you're not taking out 5% anymore. You're now taking out 7 or 8% because your account balance went down. So your total distribution rate has gone up massively.
Plus you're taking out when your account is down, which is going to decrease the amount you're earning interest on, which is going to affect you in the future. So, yeah, it's a vicious sword. It's like the compounding interest in reverse. When you pull out money out of a stock market account, when it's down, you're really doing double damage at least.
Correct. Yeah. That is called the retirement red zone. And
yeah.
that is you are subjecting yourself to what's called negative sequence of returns risk. So here's the one thing I do want to point out. Tony and I, we were talking earlier about the retirement toolbox and about having different tools to do different jobs. And folks, you have to have them. And one of the things that I do not believe in is you will never hear me sell you a specific tool. You will let me help you with the process and help figure out if you need it. And if you are taking more than you can safely produce, then maybe you want to adopt what Tom Hegna and Curtis Cloak, who are two guys that I think are just brilliant and I love to read. What they say is if your distribution rate is getting to the point of being hard to produce, then what you do want to do is say, you know what, let's take a different approach. Let's buy income and invest the difference. Because Tony, the one thing I will say is I am not promoting the concept of an annuity itself, but there are some retirees that are really going to have to take a long look and actually have someone that can help understand or help them understand what are the good and the bad parts of a particular annuity. Because, you know, let's face it, they can produce income that is much more sustainable, much more reliable than an overall market investment in most cases. So, you know, can't say all because, you know, regulators, they hate that. So so let's talk about some of the things that we look for. Number one, these types of assets, if you are taking a higher rate of return or higher distribution rate than your portfolio can produce safely, the reason a lot of people use these is the income is guaranteed. It's typically guaranteed for life for you and your spouse. So it's not just while you're here, it's while they're here as well. So that in combination with Social Security can probably sustain a pretty good standard of living. And let's say same person, if you have $500,000, you know, it might take $200,000, $300,000 to produce the income you need. And then you can take risk with the other $200,000. So you're actually spending from one bucket while the other bucket is growing, right? That could be a strategy that could help you get through some of the sequence of returns risk. Also, one of the things that we really hear from people whenever they're trying to understand them, and you know, we get a lot of questions from like, hey, this guy or this person's trying to sell me this. What do you think about it? You know, what would your opinion be on this? And the one thing I will tell you is I'm agnostic to which path you choose. But one of the things I do like about some of the new products is because it's kind of like the old commercial, it's not your grandfather's Buick. Well, these aren't your grandfather's annuities either. A lot of these, you have what's called an income rider, which as long as you don't go over certain limits, you're fine. But they will allow any residual money in the account to go to your beneficiaries at death. So it eliminates that, well, if I die, they just keep it and I'm not doing it. Nope, that one's gone. So guaranteed income and your beneficiaries inherit the asset. Inflation adjusted. You know, here's the other thing.
Yep.
If you think about it, what is the purpose of income, right? We want it to be a income stream, but that's going to keep up with our standard of living. Most of these, a lot of these typically have what? Inflation adjustment. So Can't argue that one. And then last but not least, you know, where you may only be able to safely produce 2.5-3.5% from your portfolio, some of these products can give you yields of up to 4, 5, 6+%. And that's guaranteed. So, folks, all I'm saying is this. The retirement income plan that you had for the last 10 years, it may not be what you need for the next 10 years. But my question is, how do you know? Because sometimes what we don't know can hurt us. And that's why you need to give us a call here at CFG Wealth Management. Help us help you determine if these assets or your assets that you currently hold are not only going to get you to retirement, but through retirement. Because at the end of the day, I cannot think of a worse fate than running out of money before I run out of breath. And that's something you don't have to do. You need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right, Travis, great show today. Really looking at retirement income for the next 10 years. How do you do it? What do you need to plan for? Again, great show, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you check out the website as well. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.